Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 80. Episode 80. And I don't know, but for some reason, that flute. Why am I talking so loud? Oh, because I got the air conditioning on in the background. I'm compensating here. And I'm excited, but the flute, particularly the flute today, sounded as if it was the call to worship. I felt like I was calling all of you followers, all of my flock to worship, to come to worship to the podcast. Do not be shy. Come into the mosque, synagogue, church of the podcast. Notice I put mosque first. I put the mosque first. I don't know why. I don't know. It was just came to me. But, wow. Sunday, and I'm doing my podcast. It's only 6 p.m., and you can already feel the sun is setting in the west. You know, it's that depressing time of the summer when you know the summer's ending, and the fall is coming, and the winter will be here. But the thing about Southern California is we don't have much of a winter, and before you know it, the sun will be back up and shining until 8:30 o'clock. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So there's nothing really to be depressed about. It just, you know, when I grew up in northern New Jersey, man, the sun would be go down like, I think like it was like 4:30 in the afternoon. And it'd be like, oh man, it's dark. It's dark at 4:30. It's not even technically the evening yet. Oh, man. That's how we used to talk back in the day. Oh, man, the sun went down. But then I come out here, and the sun, it's different because we're positioned differently. We're in a different geographical place on the planet Earth. And I was just watching this thing last night, and it was made a few years ago, and they were talking about, you know, the prophecies of 2012, the Mayan prophecy, and it was supposed to be possible apocalypse. And, you know, thank God it didn't happen. Thank God we didn't have an apocalypse. Because if we had an apocalypse, then I don't think I would be doing this podcast. I can't do a podcast when there's an apocalypse. I think there's an unwritten law. No podcasting during apocalypses, okay? No podcasting during apocalypse. Don't ask for a podcast. You got to wait for the apocalypse to... The apocalypse has got to pass. You got to wait for the apocalypse to be over. Then, after everything settles down and the apocalypse is officially over, once it's declared over, then we can maybe get back into podcasting. That's if there had been a podcast or if there ever, God forbid, will be a podcast. I come from that God forbid people. My particular kind of family, it's a Jewish thing, I believe, and it's an Ashkenazi Russian Polish thing where we say God, when we don't want something, we talk about something and it's kind of got a negative connotation, we say God forbid. God forbid, like God. I always sort of think of this guy with a big beard forbidding things. I talked about him last week, right? And people didn't want to say his name in vain. Well, I hope I'm not saying it in vain right now. I say God forbid, okay? All right. Enough of that. Are you ready to settle down? You ready to settle in for this podcast, folks? Okay. I discovered a new supermarket. Now, it's not a new supermarket in the sense that it's not a brand new supermarket, but it was a new shopping experience for me. However, I had heard about this market for a number of years, particularly from some of the employees from my former go-to market, Gougers, because I think I'm moving out of there. I don't think I've been there hardly at all this week. And when I get down tonight, I'm going over to Whole Foods because I want to look for something over there. So Gougers, make your prices come down, and you know, if they could only make some decent chicken, you know, in their rotisserie. It's just, I don't know, they make their chicken, it's just the worst. And they're supposed to be such a highfalutin store. So, but many of the employees that work there are Latino or Hispanic. Again, I always get confused. They're of Spanish descent from some country that speaks Spanish. And particularly, I would say most of them are Mexico, you know, Guatemala, Nicaragua, that kind of thing. So they were always telling me about this one supermarket that a lot of them go to that was very cheap and very good, called Vallarta. And I just never knew where they were, anywhere. And now I'm now finding out they're all over the place because, you know, it's we have such a large Spanish community, you know, Spanish-speaking community in this area. They're all over the place, these Vallartas. And I'd never been. And I guess in my own mind, I thought of it when they said cheap. I just, and this could be like a little prejudice, racism thing on my part. I just sort of like, you know, like an old broken down store, with goats, goats in the back, you know, goats. Is that what goats do? And not so much. I wasn't thinking about goats. But I just threw in the goats, but I was thinking, you know, like a broken down place. And I never, I don't know what I was thinking. And then one of my neighbors, who's a man of Spanish descent, he was telling me that one day he was going to go over there and get some tacos. I guess they have a hot food bar. So I said, you know what? I got to go over there. I got to go. There's a vitamin store right by this, where the one Vallarta is that I know of. Turns out, later on, I find out that there's one even closer to my house, which I can't wait to go to that one. You know, and this was my cheat day. It was yesterday. Right now, Saturday is the cheat day. So I was going to allow myself maybe some pot tacos. And I go over there, and I'm telling you, I'm really impressed. It's a big place, big parking lot. It's clean. Everything's fresh, it seems like, you know, it just got this freshness about it. And I went up to the hot food bar, and there was this nice girl, young girl, behind the counter. And she gave me samples, because I said, I'd never been here before. And she gave me samples of, like, pork and some chicken to see what I wanted it to do. And then I ordered a large taco. But see, this is all authentic, or auténtica, I think that's how you say it in Spanish. Authentic Mexican food. This is not... Baja Fresh or Chipotle for white people. This is, or Güeros, as we Latinos like to say, this is authentic. And so, being authentic, the tacos don't have a hard shell. I guess that's something that the whiteys came up with. It's got a soft shell, and a large taco is two tortillas, and I believe they make their own tortillas there. And, I get a combination pork beef tortilla with some cilantro, I think some onions. They gave me some chips, and I asked for some pinto beans. They gave me a little container of pinto beans. And I go to pay, because you pay at the hot food bar. I go to pay, and the girl, this other girl, goes, that's $1.50. I go, wait a minute. How can that be $1.50? That seems ridiculous. She goes, oh, no, I made a mistake. It's $2.50. And then I go, well, wait a minute. Why is it $2.50 now? Because I charged you for a small one. This is a large one. I said, oh, okay. And she had talked with the girl that was putting my food together anyway. So, and it was good. Oh, sister, it was good. I'm telling you right now, it was good, brother. And then I also, in their bakery, they had this big ball. Of like powdered cake, and inside was a buttercream, and I got one of those. And I want to tell you something; it hit the spot because I had that with some coffee later on. And I want to tell you, folks, you know, it wasn't too sweet; it was just right. It was just right for me. So I'm going to go back there, but I may wait till another cheat day because I don't want to get tempted to get some of the, you know, some of the non-cheat foods. And I think that I don't know how to navigate myself around that place without cheating, so to speak. I guess I could go and get, you know, just some chicken, some beans. I don't think they, I wonder if they have a salad bar. I don't think, you know, I didn't check that out. Probably not. I don't think they would. It wouldn't seem like, but they might. They might have a salad. Well, there goes my racism and prejudice again. Oh, why wouldn't they have a salad bar? Because they're Latinos. The Latinos don't have salad bars. What do you mean? We like salada and salada. All right, anyway, just want to let you know about that. And, yeah, so that was delicious. Delicious. And then I go, and I'm not going to name the store, just in case people, I don't want this to get back to this kid, but one of the stores I go to, they got a hot food bar, and I like the chicken wings that they have. They're kind of spicy. There's no breading on it. There's no bread. And it's good. And so there's a kid that works at one of these places, and he's in culinary school, and he's very young. He just turned 19. He's a very sweet kid, very nice kid, and he's very accommodating all the time. He's such a nice guy. And the other day I go over there, and there were some wings, but not that many, in the hot food bar. And he says, hey, you know, I'm cooking some more. I'm cooking some more, and they're almost done. I go, oh, okay, I'll wait. And, you know, I waited and just for a little bit. And then he said he tasted it, and it was like, yeah, I think he did kiss the fingertips, you know, like those cooks do. Mwah! And he says, oh, they're great. It's great. And so, and my mistake was not, you can see where I'm going with this. My mistake was not getting a sample. And so I got some and I took them home and they were freaking awful. They were horrendous. If this is what you're learning in culinary school, change majors, bro. I mean, the chicken was tough. It wasn't all that flavorful. I was very disappointed, and I'm sorry. And if you do hear this, which I don't think you will, because I doubt you will. But if you do, I'm just telling you the truth, man, straight up. And maybe sometimes the truth hurts, but you know, I'm doing all my best not to hurt your feelings by not mentioning the name of the store. And then I'm over at Ralph's the other day, and there's a guy I believe in the. Where was he? I think he was in the produce department. And so I go, excuse me. He goes, yes, Jefe. And I go, well, what does Jefe mean? He goes, boss. And I go, okay, all right. You know, and I talked about this before with a couple of guys there called me boss. And now Jefe, it sounds like, what am I, Castro? Fidel Castro? El Jefe? Isn't that what they, I mean, I don't know. It just, I don't like that term. It sounds too subservient. I don't like subservience. Okay, I like people to be nice. I like them to be accommodating. But I don't want them to be subservient. And I don't like to be subservient to anybody myself. You know, I have an issue with that. Unless it's like some kind of hot woman. I'll be subservient for an hour or two, maybe longer. You know what I'm saying? But then I'm going to snap out of it. I got to snap out. I can't do a consistent subservience. It doesn't work for me. If I try to do consistent subservience, I rebel, you know, and it's just not good. Just not good. So, and you know what? Speaking of wings, I ordered from this Korean, place that delivers in my neighborhood. It's like I said, I've talked about this place before. Very, very good. I mean, not exactly Koreatown quality, but I mean, if you're jonesing for Korean food, it's fine. So it was the other day. It wasn't a cheat day, and I wanted to get some. I just wanted to get something from there. So I ordered. What did I order? I ordered like a sashimi salad, and it says that they had Korean wings. So I call up and to order, and I ask the gentleman to answer the phone. In the picture, it doesn't look like there's any breading on it. I go, "Do your Korean wings have any breading on it?" He goes, "No, no, 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 no. We don't put any breading on our Korean." No, it's just Korean. It's just Korean, some kind of Korean spices or sauce or whatever. I said, perfect. Let's let the Korean games begin. And well, my food gets here, and lo and behold, I open it, and the Korean, they gave me like 8 wings, I believe. They were small wings. Here I am trying to rationalize that because I ate it because I had to eat it because otherwise I'd be too hungry. It was breaded. It was fried. It was fried wings. They weren't. I guess the other wings I've been having are baked. They're baked wings, right? Yeah, they look baked. They were absolutely delicious. Don't get me wrong. They weren't bad. They were very good, but they weren't what I wanted. And I called up, and I spoke to this girl, and I don't know if she's Korean, but she sounded, you know, from some Asian place, a place of Asian descent. And I told her about the fact that I, you know, had called, and the guy said there were no breading, and I got it. And she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you." She said, "I'm so sorry. Thank you." And then she said goodbye. So I don't know if she was thanking me for complaining. You know, I couldn't figure out where the thank you was from. I mean, the "so sorry" could have been followed with that. Maybe we can make it up to you with something else at another time and place. "So sorry, thank you." Which is pretty much, "Hey, get out of here. You eat your freaking fried wings and shut up. You fried winger." My dad and mom are recovering from their car accident. Thank God that they were not killed, number one, and number two, not injured badly. My mom had to get some stitches, but you know, my dad was banged up a little bit. But they're in pain. They're getting better. And my dad's car was totaled, and he's getting a new car this coming week. And he told me that this car parks itself. And I don't know. My dad is way far ahead of me when it comes to cars, because he's always up on he's always got newer cars than I do. And I said, "Dad, I don't understand how it parks itself. What are you talking about?" He kind of seemed a little irritated with me. "It parks itself. You put it in the thing and it parks. What do you mean? I don't understand. It parks itself." I don't know what it. How does it park itself? Does it identify a parking space and go, "I'm going to park over there"? I don't understand. I'm going to ask him to explain it to me in a very calm tone when he gets the car. Or maybe before. Or maybe I just wait till he gets it and he can tell me. Because he can tell me all about it. I'm looking at a website the other day, and this is happening too often where, like, a window comes up and says, we want to know if we can use this current location. I go, "Use it for what? What, do you want to come over? I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm on your website. What more can you use? I'm sitting in front of the computer. I'm on your website. What could you possibly need with my current location? I don't understand. Do you want to send somebody over here and deliver something to me? You know, it's just, with all this, you know, all this spying, the NSA kind of stuff, you know, we're being tracked anyway. Right now I'm on my computer. They know what I'm saying. They know where I'm at. They know who I am. They know the kind of person I am. But I love these people that say that, you know, that they don't care if they're spying on us because I've got nothing to hide. You know, I've got nothing to hide. That's like somebody saying, that's like I could say, well, because I think that, because it's illegal, right? You know, spying on American citizens, Americans spying on American citizens is illegal. But these people are saying they have nothing to hide. I mean, that would be like saying, I don't mind being robbed because I've got nothing to steal. I've got nothing to steal. You can rob. You know, you can rob. I don't care. You can put guns in my face, threaten my life. I got nothing. Nothing. What am I going to do? I realized just then I was doing nothing. I was sort of doing the old, Bruce Smirnoff was a comedian with a very Jewish delivery, and I feel like I was approaching that that cadence. Forgive me, Bruce. Didn't mean to steal your cadence. So I took a ride up to Staples, the other day. I hadn't been to Staples. See, I'm starting to go places now. You know, I have to rethink my whole way of living and thinking, because, you know, for so long I couldn't move that well, so I didn't go anywhere. So little things like actually throwing the garbage out is like, you know, a big event. Yay, I'm going to go to the dumpster, yay! And I went to Staples the other day to get this particular notebook that I like. It's sort of a smaller version than the normal big notebooks, and it's got multi-subject sections, and it's spiral, and I like it. I like it a lot. And I get there, and it's nowhere to be found. And so I asked somebody for assistance, and one of the kids came over, young kid, and, you know, we couldn't find it, it wasn't there, and he said, yeah, you know, they've been downsizing the stock in the stores, you could probably find it online. And it's like, wow, that's weird. It's just like, so they, you know, everything is moving away from the brick and mortar, so they're just trying to get it more and more online, pay less people. I mean, I buy a lot of stuff online already, you know, but I don't want everything to be online. I mean, geez. I mean, I want, you know, it's just like, geez, I could have gone to a supermarket and gotten a kind of, well, maybe I couldn't have got this particular kind of notebook at the supermarket. I bought a notebook, but I went online and looked, and yeah, they have the one I want, so I haven't ordered it yet. And, God, I think that was a pretty boring story. Oh, I want to go back to Whole Foods. Did I talk about Whole Foods today? I don't know if I talked about Whole Foods. Maybe I didn't. I'm over at Whole Foods the other day, and so I'm spacing out here. Excuse me. I'm over at Whole Foods, and they have these like bulk bins. Different items, and I got these sort of fancy mixed nuts, just a few. You know, I said, you know, I haven't had these in a while, and I had them the week before. That's right, I had them the week before. I had a little bit the week before, so I said, hey, I'm going to get some more. So I took a little bit, put it in a bag, put a twisty on the bag, stuck it in my cart. Thought nothing of it, and I go about my shopping, and then I go to the cash register, the checkout stand, and the guy asked me what the 4-digit code is. And I go, I don't know. Am I supposed to know this? He goes, yes. I go, really? He goes, yeah, you're supposed to write down the 4-digit code. Like all of a sudden now, like I got a job there. And his attitude was weird too. Come on. I go, well, how am I supposed to know about this 4-digit code? I don't see any signs hanging around. He goes, well, they got those twisty things, and they're white, and they got pencils or pens. Which I've seen the pencils there. I always wonder what that was for. It never occurred to me. I don't know. I don't know what the 4-digit code is. He goes, I said, you're supposed to actually write on the twisty thing. It's so small. He goes, some people take a picture with their phone. And so I was like, okay, I'll take a picture with my phone next time, maybe. And then he would actually turn out to be nice, because he said, you know what? I said, well, they're called fancy mixed nuts, and he couldn't find them in his book, his reference book. So he gave me the cheapest thing, some trail mix thing. And but I was just like, how am I supposed to know? How is anybody supposed to know that they're supposed to write? I never heard of anything so... You know, why don't you just make everything the same price, and that'll be that. You just weigh it by the pound. Maybe that wouldn't work out, but maybe it would. Okay. Let's see. All right, so let's talk about my building here for a minute. The other night, there's a couple of tenants that they're living together, man and woman. And I saw them sitting in their car. They're smokers. And it was at night, and I had I saw them, so I figured I'd go over and say hello. And when I went over there, I knew they were smokers, and I knew that they smoked cigarettes and weed, which I smelled it coming out of their house. But the girl, she was sitting in the driver's seat, and when she saw me come right up to her door, she got sort of a sheepish look on her face. And I go, hey, what's up? And then she kind of opened, well, she couldn't open her window, because the window was stuck. She opened her door, and a big bunch of marijuana smoke just, you know, the smoke came out, and I made a joke saying, well, I'm going to have to change my sobriety date. You know, and then her man said, oh, I'm sorry, man. I said, no, no worries. I actually like the smell of, I like the smell of pot. I do. I really do. And so then she goes, yeah, we're just having a very interesting conversation. And I remember when I smoked pot, we used to have lots of interesting conversations. I had a friend, we used to get out the Bible and look for, you know, look and talk about biblical things, you know, and really get into it. You know, about like, oh, man, you know, what do you think the burning bush was, man? It was marijuana. You know, we do stuff like that. And so, but then she told me that they were talking about about actually getting sober. And I thought, you know, what better time to think about getting sober is when you're actually getting high. And but I remember, like, when I was doing cocaine, at the end of, like, towards the end, at the end of every cocaine run, me and my friends would go, man, we got to stop this. But we didn't do it in the beginning of the run, you know. We'd be like, yay, we're doing cocaine, whoopee. But they were talking about getting sober, and I said, well, you know, you can go to meetings, or you can do this or that, whatever you want to do. And then I sort of got stuck in a conversation with them, because, you know, like, when people are high, like, they think they're maybe more interesting than they really are. And I just, you know, finally made my exit gracefully. And I think last but not least, I was doing my one of my physical therapy exercises. It's like on the steps outside my door here. And one of the guys comes out. This guy, David. David's he's a quirky guy. And so he comes out and he goes, show me that exercise you do for your hip on the step. And so I showed him. He goes, hey, can I try it? I go, yeah. So he's doing it, but I want to get back to my exercise. I says, listen, you don't have a bad hip, right? You know, I want to get back to my thing. You don't have a bad hip. And he goes, I don't know. It's like, you don't know. Now, if you have a bad hip, you know. And I'm telling you right now, mister, I've seen the way you walk. You more than likely don't have a bad hip. So get off the steps. Get away from the steps, back away from the steps, and let me get to the steps. Woo! Man, oh man, I think that's it. That's the end of this podcast. That's it. Tie a bow around this baby. Say goodnight to this podcast, folks. All right, thanks. Thanks, folks. Anybody out there who's listening, any of the people that listen, thanks once again. I don't want to talk about the technological thing, but I'm trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to do this, where I'm going to go. I had kind of a disappointment with these guys that never got back to me. I don't want to beg them to help me out. All right. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.